He's doing okay. We'll see how he is tomorrow, and hopefully he'll be okay. Hopefully we caught it in time. He never pulled it, so fingers crossed he'll be okay.
So important for you, isn't he? Because you are quite short of options now with Tony Watt injured.
Yeah, very much so. And that's why I'm glad I think we've caught it in time before he actually really did pull it or strain it. So 5 games to go, and hopefully he's going to be okay.
5 games to go. We spoke about the target last week. Win as many as you can. In terms of performances in the last few weeks, what have you made of them, Paul?
I think we've been handicapped with the 2 sending offs, the Preston game and the Sheffield Wednesday game. 2 games that we took the lead. And I think if we never get them sent off, I think we'd have at least came away with definitely a win anyway, especially against Preston. I thought we dominated the game from the beginning. But the sending off kills you, and it killed us against Sheffield Wednesday. And against Wolves, as I said before, I think 2 teams could have still been playing now and no scored the way that game was going. The goalkeepers kept them in the game. The game wasn't great, but we got a point out of it when we didn't play as well as what we had against Preston or Sheffield Wednesday.
In terms of where you see yourselves in the table, I remember speaking to you probably a month ago and you said, I hate where we are. This is not where I want to be in the league table. To find yourselves 1 point above the fourth bottom place at the moment in the Championship, what does that tell us about the season that Blackburn Rovers are having? Are the players underachieving, or are they where they are for a reason, Paul?
Yeah, where you are for a reason. There's no rocket science. You are where you are for a reason. If you're at the top, you're one of the best teams. You're at the bottom, you're one of the poorest. And you look at the clubs that are all round about us. I mean, there's some massive clubs there. But you are what you are for a reason. You've not been performing consistently through the season. So, and that's the reality of it. There's no rocket science, there's no magic wand to turn around and say, well, we should be where we are. We've lost too many games, and games we should have saw through. But that's the reality of the game. So it's easy to sit and camouflage and make excuses of it. But you are what you are for a reason.
It's not just this season as well. That since Blackburn Rovers have been in this division, in the Championship, I don't think they've strung together 4 wins in a row, for example, which can take you from, I don't know, 15th, 16th to the coattails of the playoffs. That's not good enough, is it?
If that's the case, it's been on 4 years, then it's too long. It's too long. But as I said, you earn the right, and just because your name and what's been happening in the past, you earn the right to be up there. And this football club hasn't earned the right yet to be up there. But it's going to have to, as I said before, it's going to have to move on, and it's going to have to start to put a marker down where it wants to go.
I know you've had 1 or 2 difficulties at full-back since Marcus Olsen moved on. Is Tommy Spurr likely to come back into the fray?
No, Tommy's still a bit out. But listen, I was really pleased for Matty Cogallan, how he played last Saturday. So, but Tommy will still, I think he'll still struggle.
Is his future far from clear at the moment, Paul? Tommy Spurr?
Along with everybody else's. There's a lot of players out of contract, everybody knows, and we have to find out what's happening. There's a lot of players, a lot of players. But Tommy's, he's one of many.
A lot of spaces to fill if players do decide to move on, isn't there?
Absolutely, there is. Every bit of planning should have been done a lot earlier than this. This is a bit strange, this one, but that's the way it is. Lads are uncertain of their future, of what's going to happen until we get word of actually what's happening.